Chicago alderman irate after purple-haired anti-ICE crusaders ignore murder of Hispanic father and son outside their jewelry store. By Warner Todd Houston on November 10, 2025. Police are looking for a shooter after a father and son were gunned down and murdered by a thief outside their jewelry store in Chicago. And a city alderman is blasting pro-migrant protesters for ignoring crime. Chicago 15th Ward Democrat Alderman Raymond Lopez was infuriated that two Hispanic businessmen were gunned down in the street while the media and the left-wing pro-migrant rioters continued to agitate against ICE removing criminals from the city. Where are the purple-haired people now? Or the political gadflies trying to catch a case? Or the activists working hard to get maced? He wrote in a post on X on Sunday. This is happening in our Latino communities and yet all the talking heads don't have a damn thing to say today. Where are the purple-haired people now? Or the political gadflies trying to catch a case? Or the activists working hard to get maced? This is happening in our Latino communities and yet all the talking heads don't have a damn thing to say today. Ald. Raymond Lopez, at Raymond Lopez, November 9, 2025. The two victims, Faustino Alamo Dominguez, 63, and his son Luis Alamo, 25, both died in the street outside their store after chasing a thief who stole a gold chain from their little village jewelry store. The thief entered Angelo's jewelry store on 3851 West 26th Street at around 5:50 p.m. on Saturday, pulled out a gun, and told the victims he was robbing the place. He grabbed several gold chains and tried to run out of the store. The owner and his son attempted to stop him, but the robber got out through the front door. Two killed for a chain in Little Village, in less than a minute a father and son store owners lose their lives to a criminal who has no regard for human life. Chicago police are searching for the gunman who shot and killed the father and son, ages 63 and 25, during an armed pic.twitter.com/zeropietyauk. Subx. News, at Subx News, November 9, 2025. Video shows one man running out of the store, followed by the two victims. All three ran down the street, and the sound of gunshots is heard seconds later. The elder Alamo was struck in the head and upper body and his son in the upper body. Both were transported to Mount Sinai Hospital, where they were pronounced dead. Chicago police said the alleged shooter fled in a white SUV. Cook County Crime Stoppers has offered a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the case. This tragedy has deeply affected the Little Village community. Two hard-working individuals lost their lives in a senseless act of violence. Paul Rutherford, executive director of Cook County Crime Stoppers, said in a statement. Information can be left with Cook County Crime Stoppers at 800-535-7867 or at www.cptips.com. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.